a good start, you know, but it is a long overdue start. You'll be aware that, you know, there have been discussions at various levels going on for about 18 months. We indicated at the very outset that the protocol would be damaging both politically and trade-wise. And I think the last 18 months has demonstrated that's the case. So we've been pressing the government, and they have been assuring us repeatedly over and over again that they would take steps to remedy this. Mm-hmm. And they haven't really done anything up to now. So the bill was tabled yesterday. So it's a start of what might be, hopefully won't be a long process, but at least it is a beginning. They need to get on with it now. Remember, we've been here before. There was an internal market bill that was supposed to get around the protocol, which the government previously tabled, and then they withdrew because they claimed the EU were negotiating and were going to come up with something better. And of course, that didn't happen. So we want to be clear that that doesn't happen again, that they've tabled a bill and then next month or in 3 months' time they withdraw it. So we've got to see that through. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that if we talk about good faith, that has to be demonstrated by action. You know, it's no good the government just promising that they're going to proceed with this. We need to actually see that happen. And remember, up until we took the decision that we did on the Assembly and the Speaker, there wasn't any movement between our government and the EU.